For 9 years in a row, ranking Arizona's number one most trusted referral network, RosieOnTheHouse.com.
Information that you can't get anywhere else.
And 30 years of Rosie on the House.
And welcome back to Arizona Homeowners Weekend Happy Place right here at Rosie on the House. We're all assembled here broadcasting live from Sanderson Ford for their largest sale ever in their 63-year history. Our Southern Arizona Rosie on the House rep, Susan Krager, is down at the Omni Pools grand opening on Oracle Road. And they're having
started at 10, so it's open now.
It's open now, baby. So there's free food and jump houses for the adults and their new showroom. Take a look at the only Rosie-certified pool builder in Southern Arizona. Take a look at them.
Susan should be here, though. We needed to get her into a Ranger or an F-150 so she could put a patio pal on the back and have that on site at the grand opening. You can't fit it in a closed cab SUV.
That's right. It's a little too tight for that. It's a little too big for that. That's
or a jump house for the adults.
Or the jump house. That's right. Can't fit that in the SUV as well. So we're here, and Sanderson Ford, we're trying to help them with a water drive. They have the Ford dealership water drive to benefit Salvation Army every year. Sanderson Ford is the monster winner for the last 5 years in a row by collecting the most water bottles of all Ford dealerships, and we want to continue that tradition and winning habit going. And we've already had Ann stop by, a listener earlier this morning, brought by 3 cases of water. So we really appreciate Ann doing that. If you're in the neighborhood or if you're not in the neighborhood, come on by, bring a case of water. They get a half-price ticket off for Water World, right?
That is
correct. Wet and Wild.
And
okay.
Famous Dave's.
And Famous Dave's Barbecue. We're here with Tom Collins from the dealership. Tom, thanks a million for joining us.
Well, appreciate you guys having me on. And I got to tell you, you bring a great energy here. we really love having you as partners. And you being out here really helps our festivities for the 63rd big-time sale here for our anniversary.
So. Well, you know, how long have y'all been at this location?
Oh, 35 years.
Because, I mean, it was right after you opened this showroom. Jennifer, I just lived right across the street at 51st Avenue in Glendale, and I walked over here to buy my first Sanderson Ford pickup truck.
Yeah, and it's a pretty impressive facility.
It is.
It's brick and mortar. So
yes, it is.
It's fantastic.
Haven't been anywhere else to buy a car since.
Well, I'll tell you what, we really appreciate that. And that's probably the strongest suit of Sanderson. We have so many loyal customers that just love the way we treat them, and we appreciate them being loyal.
And the new showroom looks great. When I walked in and it was done, I'm like, man, something's really changed, and this is nice. I'm not here every day, so I don't remember the old one, but I mean, you walk in, like, man, what happened?
The update took place almost 2 years ago now, but, definitely a nice freshening of it and some modern, decorating and skills you guys are familiar with.
Hey, tell us real quick your history of being here at Sanderson.
You know what? I've been here it's in my 19th year. So started off, originally I was with Ford Motor Company and Ford Credit for 12, and then came over here. No other place I would have went, and have been here ever since, and started in finance, and then was promoted about 5 years ago to the general sales manager position. And I might add, filling some big shoes.
Took Neil's shoes, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
You talk about loyalty and long-term. Neil is with us for 53 years, and in fact, he's still here. He's our tour guide. He's our transporter. He's our ambassador. He's just a fantastic guy.
Who gets to polish the classics in the museum?
You know what? It's sort of a collective effort, but there is one gentleman who is Mr. Kimberly's near, dear friend and longtime employee. He's probably another 50-year guy that takes care of some of those fun things.
Well, listen, we appreciate y'all inviting us out here. Tell us what you got going on this weekend and up through Memorial Day, and then we'll get back to the homeowner questions.
Yeah, so
questions.
You know, obviously Ford turns on the full court press during Memorial Day. It's one of our biggest sale times. And Sanderson on top of that is giving you a choice of a TV or a Visa credit card. Or we've just added this year the new Alexa Dot. I don't know if you've seen our new commercials. We got Alexa helping us out. So we need it all hands on deck.
All right.
But some of the really good deals, there's a lease on the Fusion for $199 and the Escape also is $199 with about $1,000 or less than that out of your pocket. So, and both just fantastic vehicles.
Fantastic vehicles.
And you're closed on Sunday, and you're closed on Memorial Day. So,
yeah,
that's all the more reason we love to support Sanderson Ford is the observation of Sunday every Sunday, and then to close on the biggest car sales weekend, all the other dealership and competition for the purpose of what Memorial Day is for, observing our fallen. I mean, it's
yeah,
one of the endless reasons we love to support Sanderson Ford.
Yeah, it turns out it has a lot to do with our pillars in community, and that is the military, children, the food drive. So you guys obviously are familiar with Operation Santa Claus.
Absolutely.
That just hits home, and the military aspect is obviously a big part of it. So, yeah, we honor the fallen.
Tom, can't thank you enough for inviting us out this weekend.
Go ahead, Ron.
A Ranger has been my next vehicle for a long time, just as many miles as I put on that would give me more than the F-150. But I was sitting here.
More miles per gallon.
Yeah, more miles per gallon, yeah. What'd I say?
That's it.
More miles. Okay. Well, yeah. My cousin's got one with 327,000, talking about more miles.
Yeah, I'm at 240, and my tipping point for the next point of purchase is 300,000 miles or the next $3,000 repair. That's what we're waiting for. But I've sold myself on a Ranger, but I'm sitting here, and that F-150 STX, I had an 06 STX, and that was my favorite. Something about that STX I love, and this red one right here has just been screaming at me all broadcast.
Yeah, I have to tell you, that's one of the ones that we have advertised. It's a 29.9. It's an STX Sport, nicely equipped. It's got flow-through air. It's got the Sync 3 technology, 20-inch rims you're looking at. So, yeah, it's a nicely equipped vehicle for that price for a crew cab F-150, best-selling truck in America for, what is it?
50,
40, I don't know. It just keeps going.
It's like as long as Jennifer and I have been married. It's almost matches it perfectly. Well, Tom, again, thanks so much for joining us here this morning. Thanks so much for all Sanderson does to support the community.
My pleasure. Thank you, guys.
All right.
Thank you, Tom.
All right. That brings us to Hector, who's called in, wants to talk about air conditioning. I do have some things I want to talk about as it relates to air conditioning. So we'll bring Hector into the conversation. And know this. We have open lines at 1-888-767-4348. Good morning, Hector.
Yes, how you doing?
Good. How are you this morning?
Okay. Pretty good, except my wife wanted me to call because she wanted me to check to see if it was okay if I attempted to try to change the soil motor and cage and the air conditioning. I mean, I can work on cars. I've done housework, fans, and all that other stuff. Wanted me to make sure to call first to get your suggestion if I should attempt to do it myself.
And yeah. What units? What part of the air?
Squirrel cage. It's a squirrel cage motor.
Yeah, the motor, the coil, the cage, and another part that starts with a C. I think it's the condenser or not condenser. It's
compressor.
I don't know. It looks like a little coil.
Well, if you're, tell me what's driving you to consider this. Is the air conditioner just not working at all? You've had a technician out there, and they've stated these are all the things that need to be replaced?
Yeah, they stated that I had a technician come out, and they said those are the parts that are pretty worn. They've been there since 07, the original parts, and they're starting to show wear and tear. And, I mean, we're starting to save up for a brand-new air conditioning system, but, you know, to make it last as long as I can, I wanted to change those parts in the meantime. But it didn't seem like something hard for me to attempt to do instead of forking out tons of money to get those parts changed and then still trying to save up for a new air conditioning system at the same time.
Is the current air conditioner cooling the house?
Oh, yeah. It works just fine.
And what brand is it?
It's a Lennox.
And it dates to 07?
Yes.
Hector, even if I could do all of that work myself, I wouldn't do it. Your unit is probably about half through its effective life. I would start with telling you, I think you probably ought to get a second opinion that all those things are worn out and need to be replaced. That sounds like okay. That sounds like a somebody's grocery list. I mean, you've named virtually every moving part and expensive part in the whole system. So
if you're talking coils and compressor and condenser, you've got to do a Freon charge, which a homeowner can't do.
That's true.
You can't buy that as a consumer.
Right. So why don't you check with the Rosie on the House referral network? Are you in Tucson?
In Santan Valley.
Santan Valley. Okay.
Be Isley's out of Chandler, and then the next closest off of memory, Reyes.
Yep.
Isley's or Reyes.
Get a second opinion before you try and tackle that kind of a project. That's a pretty significant parts and pieces tearing apart and putting back together. And then we're going to start hitting triple digits here, and you're going to get halfway through it, and you're not going to have the part you need or the piece you need or the connection you need. And then you've got to explain to your wife, who didn't want you to do it in the first place, why you're sleeping in a house that's 97 degrees and you have to open the windows so the 98-degree air can blow through and cool you off through the evening.
I'm more afraid for my wife.
Yeah. All right. Well, Hector, we appreciate the call. We generally try not to get involved and jump in between marriages. We do have, a marriage counseling certificate hanging up in the closet back at the office, but it's gotten a little dusty. We haven't had to pull it off in a while. Okay, Hector, take care. Good luck. That opens the line for you at 1-888-767-4348. We're talking home improvement at your house. Whether it's your house, home, castle, or cabin, whether we're talking about maintaining it, remodeling it, improving it, painting it, give us a ring. Let's talk about it. Let us put our 40 years of building and remodeling in Arizona to work for you at 1-888-767-4348.